This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone! Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind! Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
102 in the nation's capital. Mad Max on the controls, DOC on the microphone. And, of course, none of this happens without you, our valued listeners, our veterans of the game, you warriors who have been through, man, you've paid your dues. And it feels good. It feels good now to be on the good foot. And one of the warriors has been out covering a lot of the carnage over the years and now gets a chance to see the fruits of this organization's labor is Donna Hopkins. And can't wait to hear what the old man, the gray beard, has thought about this week. But how would you rate it in terms of navigating through the off season? It looks like the Commanders have done pretty well.
Hey, Doc, you know what? It is the good foot, and I'm loving what the Commanders are doing right now. Their focus this week mainly has been on the defensive side of the ball because I'm looking at that they wanted to shore up that side of the ball, knowing up front that they had to get much better, and they've been really active in making that happen because they realized that they had to get bigger and stronger and more physical up front, and got a chance this week to talk to one of the players, well, a few of the players that they signed. I mean, you're looking at maybe like five defensive players that they signed this week. And I love what the safety Will Harris said when we talked to him this week. He said that he will go through a brick wall for Coach Quinn. And I'm thinking like, I'm loving that because these players are really bought in to what the Commanders are doing. And up front, you know, they signed Devon Kinslaw, Eddie Goldman, we're supposed to talk to him later on today. And they signed another cornerback in Jonathan Jones. I love what he brought to this organization because he's more versatile, that he can play inside, outside, corner, and also a little bit of the safety. And then they've got Wise Martin. So, I mean, you look at what they've done on the defensive side of the ball so far because they knew that they had to get a pass rusher. Somebody to plug in the middle, and they're still, this is not over yet. That's the key thing. It's not over yet. because they're still putting the pieces together before they even get to the draft to look what that looks like. So you kind of like love what they're doing on that defensive side. And Tony probably is licking his chops right now that they are focusing on the defensive side first. And they did on the offense a little bit, but the main focus right now in early free agency has been on the defensive side of the ball. And that's one area I thought that they really need to focus in on up front.
And O-line, D-line. That's what I'm pleased with, that Herbig is a large. They've gone large. They understand because, again, the arms race to me, I've got blinders on. I just see us in Philly. And so everything we do, I'm cheating. And I'm focused straight on, does it help us get better or worse against them? It's us and them. It's a two-man race in my mind. And so, and again, I'm playing this on paper because we're all playing this to some point. It's like Disneyland. Because until we start knocking brains around, that's what it is now. It's a strategic exercise. But I still think that, like Harbaugh out with the Chargers, you see what he's doing, and you knew he was going to do it. I had no idea that he'd get the pieces. Because the one thing about when you go big, there's not a lot of pieces.
No, not at
all.
There's
not an exorbitant amount of large people in general. So this Becton thing, I mean, there's only, you know, it's not a lot of them. So when you start kind of corner the market on them, that to me is when the arms race really starts to rear his head. Edge rushers, stout, big guards, and big people versus normal-sized people. If you're playing bully ball, or are you trying to be artistic? To me, that's really what it comes down to.
Hey, yeah, Rich, because I think the Commanders learned last year, and this is what you want to. You want to learn something that you need to get better at in the coming year. So taking from last year of how do we get better this year to take another step forward. And the Commanders, just like you said, they said, hey, man, we got to get bigger and more physical up front in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And that's exactly what they're doing. And this is a great thing that if people are looking at what the Commanders are doing again this year is they're not signing people to long contracts. It's one-year deals or maybe a couple of ones that are 2 years. But it's basically one-year deals to see, hey, do these players really fit into the long-term plan of our look of how we want to put this team together? And like you said, on the offensive side of the ball, we were talking about the left tackle position, and they went out. People are questioning them. They say, hey, man, did they give up too many draft picks for Laremy Tunsil? And I would say absolutely no, because in order to get better, you have to go out there and make key deals. This guy is proven, I mean, up front, a run stopper, you know, as far as protecting your quarterback. You have to get better in protecting your quarterback this year because you saw what happened last year with the amount of sacks, and they're still plugging in that. To me, they, you know, have to still address some key areas on that offensive line to not only have guys as the starters, but backup guys too. And that's what they said last year. This coaching staff is whomever is going to be playing to start the game, those second-tier, third-tier players have to be just as good to be able to step in quickly and make a difference. And this is what this Commanders team is doing. Even with some of the re-signings that they did with this Commanders team right now, getting Bobby and Zach back on that side and Jeremy McNichols and you know, some of the other guys, but they're still, to me, is looking pretty strong in where they want to go because you're measuring, again, I hate to say this, by the Philadelphia Eagles and how physical they were up front, and you've got to get better there. And I think the Commanders are taking the step forward to do this with the aggressiveness that they already shown in the early free agency.
Yeah, if you're a used or a new car salesman, you know you're dealing with a Bama if they come into your, you're selling luxury automobiles, and the new prospective buyer asks you about gas mileage. Well, how many miles per gallon does it get? Dude, look at you like, what? Or you buying that car, you don't have a garage. What?
Exactly.
I mean, so if you have JD5 and you're not doing everything every moment that you're alive, awake, to protect and preserve your asset, you're not fit for the position you're in. And they're
not
doing that. And they're
not
doing that.
All.
And the only other thing is that whoever has the ball in their hands is a big thing and a hot topic. If he's got the ball in his hands all the time, that's a problem. So you got to get somebody else worthy of toting the mail that can hold on to the ball and take it out of JD5's hands so he doesn't always have the ball in his hands. Well, you got to be a bad mamma jamma then. That's why the running game is so important. If not, JD5 always has the ball in his hands.
Hey, Rick, you are talking my language right now. You must have been in my head just now because I was thinking that that running game, they have to get more explosive there. Also, I mean, they took care of it somewhat in the as far as wide receiver getting Deebo Samuels. And then, you know, Olamide and some of those guys got away. But the Commanders are moving on past them as far as what does that wide receiving group look at like at the end, where they started putting one piece together with Deebo Samuels, which is going to be key. But you can only be good also unless you get that running game. And I think that that's the next area that they're going to look at a little bit because they know they have to get faster up in the running game, more explosive, because the running game was not what I'm sure they wanted it to be last year. And, of course, we got Eckler, Brian Robinson, McNichols is back. But I think and then Rodriguez, tentative right now. But I think that they're still looking at that one guy still to come up to here and be explosive, where that running game really makes people afraid to go up against. I mean, when you talk about Philadelphia Eagles again, as far as what they got with Barkley, and then again up the road in Baltimore with what they've got, you have to make people afraid of you as far as your backfield. And I don't think right now the Commanders are quite there. Not saying that their running backs that they got in-house are good. They are. But you want to get better still.
So, Donna, you mentioned the running back room kind of as a hole on the roster. But I feel like they've done a pretty good job of supplementing the holes that we kind of saw last year. But where do you think there are, aside from running back, where do you think some holes are on this roster that could be strengthened a little bit more this offseason?
Yeah, on the offensive side, I'll start there because I'm not saying that the running game is that does not have good pieces in it, but I still think that they can get better in their running game. And maybe 2 years in where, you know, they've got the coaching staff making them better, you do have what you have. Eckler, remember he suffered the concussions mm-hmm. last year mm-hmm. and was out. And you know that once you have a concussion, multiple concussions, you're more acceptable to that. That's the reason why I say that you still need to plug in another running back because Brian Robinson wasn't there the whole year either because he was nicked up. Rodriguez, pretty much, you know, he was on and off the roster. So when you look at some injuries on that backfield, that's the reason why I say that you probably need to plug in another running back in there because of the injuries that they had in that position. I think the up in the trenches, again, with the offensive line, I don't think that they're 100% sure with that area yet. I think some more people need to be plugged in there. And then wide receiver-wise, I think that when you look at Deebo Samuels, that's one addition, and sign in, you know, some of the other tight ends back, I still think that you get another wide receiver just for the depth of this team. And then when you move over to the defensive side of the ball, I still look at that pass rusher. Do you still have that true pass rusher in there? And I think letting Jeremy Chinn get away, I think that still they'll be good because Quan Martin, Percy Buckler, and then some of the guys that they got last year, I think that they'll be all right with the safety position. Cornerback-wise, you know, what they got in Jones, I think that that helps them right there. And Lattimore, if he can, you know, if he's 100% healthy this year, and then Sanders still over there, you may want to just add one more guy for some depth. But those are the areas that I think that you look at to get a little better. Can you address all of those things? I think the Commanders are moving forward in addressing some of the areas that I'm talking about, and they'll even hit more so in the draft when the draft comes up, what they didn't get in free agency, and they may be able to boost that again. They should be able to get a running back later on in the draft, but I just think because of injuries, that's the reason why I say that you need to get another back.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am with you. Need another person to primarily tote that mail and be responsible for time off the clock, also moving the rock. And it's a sensitive issue because I can't wear JD5 out because my seasons now, I'm thinking in terms of 18, 19 games a year. And that's how I think now, to 20. So, beautiful thing. Donna, appreciate
Rick,
the week.
One thing I want to add again is the reason why the running game is so important is if you can control the clock with the running game, if you're able to eat up more time as far as with your running game, that helps a lot to keep the defense and their offense off the field also. So that's the reason why I say that the running game is so important clockwise too, if you can keep the chains moving forward.
Well, yeah, time possesses everything. Philadelphia's most impressive play of the year for me was the first play of the game against Washington when they go to Saquon, they score on the first play of the game. They go around your end and score on the first play of the game and put you in check. And I go, how can you not like that? How can you not look at that and go, while going with your bad self? Thanks, Donna. Hopefully talk to you next week.
Always. See you all later. Right. Always
Thank
fun.
Thank you. Give the old man my best.
I definitely will.
All right, good deal. That old man references to Tony McGee, one of the best that ever laced it up. High top, black cleats. Holla back. We'll be back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Mad Max on controls 122 in the nation's capital. And it's, I'll take the weather any way it comes. We've had it much worse.
That's true.
I'm not mad. Actually had some brightness, some breakthroughs throughout the week. But it's all good. They say springtime is a-coming. And Pigskins, we're in the thick of it. We're in the thick of it. But that round ball is bouncing. And the puck, you know, we finally get shut out on the ice. And it was weird.
And it's from an old friend, isn't it? It always has to be.
Yeah.
Darcy
yeah.
Kemper.
Hater. No, and you know, can you say, I mean, that puck is so unforgiving. The way it bounces.
It's true. But Kemper's been, credit to him, he's been having one hell of a year. He's been having like a top five goalie season this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he got his revenge, credit to him.
Yeah, but ask him if he'd put that sodium pentothal in him and ask him where he'd rather be.
I don't know. L.A. is the West Coast. Not a bad spot to be. But would he rather be in this locker room? I could see that.
Look, you know, Ducks, Kings, the whole nine yard. I'm just glad to see how they respect hockey. And I know it was a long time coming. And I remember Dr. Buss, and I had some interaction with him. And he was talking about, you know, the time before getting Gretzky, and he always predicted that. They could see the vision, man. Visionaries, they know what it's going to take. And to think that Gretzky and then how lucky we have been to see Ovi. Not everybody gets to have great players around them, or generational, or once in a lifetime.
Yeah,
you're lucky.
Especially one to wear the jersey for his entire career. It's very special, and it's very rare to see things like this happen, and it makes me all the more appreciative of it.
Yeah, and it'd be a physical freak. Not like Sid's, you know, got the hands and all that. This dude is a Viking.
Yeah.
On blades.
He'll run through your face. And then
exactly.
And then drink
that's what makes him
an ice cold Coca Cola on the bench.
Yeah, I mean, he's unbelievable. For somebody to be as talented and as tough. All the other guys, you know, that can, the one thing I'm just so in awe with hockey is how you can be on blades moving that fast with a stick in your hand and still be that creative. And the goal scorers, to me, it's like we have a guy with a handle. So Kyrie sticks out, and you hear about him, and you see him, and you go, man, even if you don't like him, you got to go, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to respect the purity of it.
It's almost like Curry. Curry reminds me of Ovi in a different sense. His greatness with his size and his movement, and he still, I mean, what Bron does and his demonstrative size and all that, mm-hmm. This kid's just as deadly and the complete opposite body type.
Yeah.
And don't sleep on his toughness. He's generational.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if you want to deal with it, and I know hoopsters sometimes kind of cringe, his size and his shot may have had a bigger impact on the game, or as big an impact on the game, as Wilt Chamberlain's height, as Kareem Abdul's height, as Lew Alcindor's height. The dude has stretched the game out in a way that he probably has a bigger following. Because let's face it, it was uncomfortable being tall in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. You peered awkward.
Mm.
You got teased.
You stuck out like a sore thumb.
Exactly. So it's amazing, man. And when you get a dude built like that in your town, and then how lucky. I do not like the way the NBA does this. I don't like the fact that you got to, quote, tank. And then if you're terrible, you still don't get the guarantee.
Look at Detroit. Still like 20%.
To be that bad and to drag a fan base through what you have to do?
Through glass.
To get 20% shot?
It's abysmal. It's the lottery system. I don't
know. We got to do better. There's got to be a better. Sheehan, I mean, when you get off the golf course, please put your head together.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be a better way.
If there's one person that I know can fix anything, it's Kevin Sheehan.
Sheehan. Coach, help us.
Save us, coach.
There's got to be a better way.
Mm-hmm.
We're better than this.
Are we?
And yeah, so you get a win, and how do you evaluate the win? Do you even want to win?
Right.
And I feel uncomfortable when you win.
Well, since the trade deadline, they've been playing a lot with a lot more dog in them. And I think
they got some veterans, have won.
Yeah, it's credit to one Marcus Smart, Chris Middleton.
There you go.
Yeah.
So who's more important, the players that have won or the coaches? What's the coach's presence on it then if they don't have – they got a minimal impact on your team? Minimal?
Not a good omen.
No, I'm asking the question. This is a group therapy session. I'm asking the question.
Sure.
I don't know how you can pay people large amounts of money and not get them to do what you ask them to do. You ask people to defend, they hardly ever defend. So what you're saying is that they're incapable? Is it you don't have the ability to teach them how to? Or do they act like they can do it in practice and then in the game they don't do it? Which is it?
Wish I knew.
I could understand it if they can't make threes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole different animal.
Yeah.
But you can't defend?
That's just pure effort, man.
You can't rebound? I mean, I
can defend, and I'm
Well, fat. I would like to think. I think a lot of us are even overrating ourselves when we say that.
Well, for
and
sure.
And sometimes I wish, you know, if I could come up with a dream company, all I want to do is have a company that as soon as, let's take an example. Oh, let's say Linnell Willingham challenges somebody on the air about something. And then we could immediately get that company, would show up, and we could immediately make that happen.
So you're talking about Barstool Sports, basically.
Yeah, because when he says he can beat you in something,
Jeff
almost
Walker
within
versus Linnell
48
Willingham.
Hours, we create the environment and we put it to test.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I was filling in for Beamish and Finley one day. Linnell was in, and I forget who else was doing the show with us. But there was a whole bunch of talk, and they started arm wrestling. And then Jeff went on to say that he would beat Linnell in a race. It's just it's things like that that we need to set up and we need to actually execute.
But a company that within 48 hours
mm-hmm.
of somebody selling, we used to say back in the Stone Ages, wolf ticket. I never understood what it meant, but it was like people say, you selling wolf tickets. Okay. And then we could make that happen. Do you realize how many people would be broke or behind bars or whatever? Because I just never understand how a person could call themselves a coach and get no results
mm-hmm.
at the outcome. You're telling me you're paying. I can understand if it was volunteer for free. You mean I'm paying large sums of money.
Very handsome
sums. That's the best result that you can garner. That's it? And I don't know why. I mean, we're so confident behind microphones. And I always say, please don't be like the guy that says he can do everything. He's sitting on his behind and hadn't done anything in years.
Me.
A lot of us. A lot of you hear it all the time. I never want to be that guy. Everything they're asking you to do is not easy. Especially, it's a professional game. But I keep going, how did you get to this point? Why do we end up with all the people that can't do things? How do they all end up with us? It's a selection process, right?
Yeah.
But why do they always end up, it seems like it, with us? And then I look and go, that's why success leaves clues. Where they couldn't finish. I remember that. I remember when Doc Rivers was coaching in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
Yeah. Doc has had more jobs than anybody I ever know, or I hardly ever hear anybody say anything good about him.
Yeah.
How does he stay employed?
I wish I knew.
Am I asking questions outlandish?
No,
I'm sure those phone lines are lit up. 1-800-636-1067. They must be lit up. Because I'm asking, am I the only person that thinks this way? Maybe so, because I'm one of the older people listening. What is it? Why do we keep asking these questions as if we're not paying a king's ransom to people for results? Yeah, we seldom get it. And then all of a sudden, there's a turn. Crab 5. All of a sudden, we're not talking about Maryland's crowd, because you know for years, the biggest thing about Maryland is the crowd. It ain't the team, it's the crowd. But these dudes, they're different. And now it's show up and show out. Show up and show out. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We come back. Couple big hitters on the line. Let's kick it around. And let's do what we do. We usually have to solve all the company problems. Let's get it started. Back in a moment. DJing, they call him Mad Max. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And, of course, always free on the Odyssey app, which, again, I think is one of the best bargains in the country.
I mean, it's completely free. It's better than
it's
a bargain.
Free. I don't get it. Charge a little bit. 50 cents, a dollar.
99 Charge cents. A little. That's all you got to do.
Yeah. One of your best friends is on the line. It's called Little, and I know you and Little been kicking it. What's up, Little?
Yeah, what's up, legend? Shout out to Mad Max. I do want to say, Anthony Haney ain't got nothing on Mad Max when it comes to putting the miles in, man. I ain't never heard Haney on the weekend, man.
No, come on, man. He's a Georgetown prep kid.
I know.
It was
all good.
Yeah.
But he ain't going to school with Roy Hittner, so Anthony wasn't well known. But anyhow, let me say this, though. Let me help Don out and Bones. Bones, look, you can get 4 yards to carry. They get their front line together. Come on, man. I like that kid from Virginia Tech. Let me help Don out. If he gets him out of the board like you say, Doc, hey, look. We just brought an 1,800 total pound defense offense of weight. And guess what our total weight was prior to when we bringing these boys in? Man, we was averaging 1,350. We just went up 500 some pounds when it comes to both lines. So look, man, look, hey, look, Doc, that's all I like. That's my ball. That's my kind of game, man. You run the ball to establish, you weaken everybody up, and then you go up top. And look, my dog horse is Cashmere Allen, 4'3 speed. Cashmere Allen, that's my dog horse. I'm hearing Donna, I know she do a lot of reporting and stuff, but you got to look what we got on the squad already, Donna. We got a 4'3 wide receiver, Cashmere Allen, just sitting there. We ready to unwrap him, Doc. Hey, look, God bless y'all.
Well, he better be ready to be unwrapped.
Yeah, we got McGee.
Yeah,
we need an edge. We got Tom McGee and Luke. Come on, now. That's why I say some of these people I can't call down now, but I know a lot of these callers, they just turn the game on Fox on Sunday. Look what we got already in the house. That's why I say I look at the man last year, Jeff Graff, John Baptiste. Come on, man. I look at what he brought in the house last year. Help. Hey, look, if that running back from Virginia Tech be there on the full pick, that boy got breakaway speed. Now I go after him, or if he's still there in the fourth round, that running back. Yeah, that boy. Yeah, I'm on the phone. Yeah, thank you, my brother. Hey, look, I'm on my e-bike trying to get a little work in. You've been there, Chinatown.
All right, brother. We'll do your thing. Appreciate you, little canine. Do your thing. Let's go to Chris in Damascus. Welcome, Chris.
Hey there, fellas. I appreciate little old man, like you said. Also, want to shout out to when you get that nickname, you know, you got something that's been stood the test of time. Mac the Sack. Tony
Mac
McGee
the sack.
And,
yeah,
and stilettos on the ground down at Hopkins. You can't beat that. Nothing but love. And Mad Max on the ones and twos. But little kind of stole my thing about the Commanders, Doc, like you say, about I don't want anything. I want something that's got to bend down and walk through the door or whatever. They have. All these linemen, I've heard nothing but 300-plus pounds. And here's something funny I heard. If you Google what way, because I think it came up about the Eagles or something, their offensive line put it together, weighs about 1,700 pounds. Google what weighs things that weigh 1,700 pounds, and if you look, what one thing comes up is a polar bear. I thought that was funny. Anyway, and then I'll finish with the Turks, if I may. You know, Big John said once upon a time when he, you know, when the Big East came into being, and he started, he was the first team, Georgetown was the first to step up, the Hoyas, and going through it, and he finally won it and all, and then they tried to change the money that you would get for winning it, right? And then John said something like, well, and they tried to, then he won it back-to-back-to-back, like 3 years he went to the championship, and something about winning the tournaments. And the money they were, wow, we got to split this up. We're not going to give it just to the champion. Like, the champion would get it all, but now they're going to split it up. And John says something like, no, why are y'all doing that? I don't want a sip. I want the whole bottle. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I don't want a sip or a swallow. I want the whole damn bottle.
That's my man, John. And we were all looking maybe at the big tournament for Maryland because we're pretty, you know, they're going to be in that. But this little tournament, can you imagine being able to say to a recruit or something like, hey, we're the Big Ten champs. You know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, well, you take one obstacle at a time.
I know. I don't want to get ahead
honored.
Of myself. Yeah.
No. You're not wrong with this team. It's not a pipe dream. As they usually are, say it around here, Turpville, always they over-forecast and then under-deliver.
Crab 5, go grab it. Crab 5, go grab it.
Why, it's there, like
let's
it.
Go grab it. And, it'll help a lot and get that whole bottle. All right, brother, I appreciate it. Good show, man. Nice to hear from you.
Good. Thank you very much. I would never even promote the Crab anything if they didn't defend. They defend. They play hard. They rebound the ball. I just really enjoy the way they represent themselves. And Coach Naki, the Wizard has been on with us. You got Johnny Holiday on the call, the legend himself, who he's not going to – I can hear it in his voice. Because he's been there. He's seen it. He's seen all of it. No, this is real. This is no joke. Usually at this point in time, we don't even have our football hats on. We're dreaming. We're still imagining, hoping for things, you know, pipe dreaming. Right now it's for real. It's for real, an arms race. And we're definitely legit. We're qualified. And these moves now are no jokes. These are good. And if these young men we're bringing in the interior are good, that's going to be neat. Benjamin St. Juice, I was happy for him that he was freed up. I'm glad he got out of this.
I was happy for all of us.
Yeah, I am. You know, I am too. I like Forrest. Good kids. They're really good. St. Juice, I'm pulling for him. To be successful. I mean, he could have whined out. He could have pointed finger. Never did. And
true.
That is.
He could have been tweeting like Dante Fowler or Tommy Brown.
He
wasn't.
Class act.
Wish him the best in L.A.
Yeah, but you can't keep everybody. It doesn't work that way.
That's true.
You know, it doesn't work. And a lot of people, they're good teams. Look, how many games have you seen, Scouts Honor, the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Oklahoma City Thunder? Those two excellent teams.
They're very good.
How many of their complete games have you personally witnessed?
Oh, goodness. As a guy who publicly claims to not be the biggest basketball person,
right?
Not many, but I
okay. That's
I,
cool.
But
I
know,
not alone.
I know these things. I know that Shea is probably going to win MVP, though Nikola Jokic probably deserves it because he's averaging a triple double. I also know that the Cavs are on a 16-game win streak and they're at the top of the East and they feel like the team to beat. But Boston's got a lot of postseason experience, so I feel like that might edge it out in the playoff time. But yeah, you never know, man.
I wasn't doing this to expose. I'm just saying you're not alone.
Yeah, I get it.
What is it with us? We talk about winning. We claim we liked it. Then when somebody starts doing it, we don't follow them.
It's true. I've just been more focused on the Caps.
But. Present company included.
I suppose.
I know it makes you think of soccer first when you say a beautiful game. But you start thinking that this business, we start chasing the accident and not appreciating beautiful, flowing driving with no incidents. We do Denver the same way. And I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I'm not blasting on you and not throwing me in the fire, too. The Joker's Humpty Dumpty's the best in my book.
He's been doing it at this level for 5 years, if not more.
He's the best. And yet, if he's not playing the Lakers, I don't make it a must-see thing. Why is that? Why am I like that?
I don't know, man. I think it's kind of...
I say one thing. I'm all about winning. I really want... Now that the people winning, I win streaks going. And I have not set my DVR once to take their games.
I think, honestly, if you want my personal opinion, it's just how NBA, like the NBA markets or doesn't market these teams.
They're not supposed to market it. I'm telling you who I am. I'm telling you who you are.
Yeah.
What we say we are. We've been stuck in here following one of the worst franchises in the history of sports. Then we get reprieved. We get bailed out by this great group of men and women that have come in here and outworked people and just built something. We get free.
Mm-hmm.
We got a hockey club that is skating the tails off. Maybe we'll be in first place.
Maybe. We shall see.
And we really do spend more time talking about the team and basketball than last place. Then you get, I'm just saying, that's how confusing it becomes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't check yourself, who's going to check you?
It's true.
Who's going to check you? And I keep going out. So I'm evaluating me. I'm thinking, okay, Slim, what is it about? Do they not have that attracts you? What do you need to get lured in? What is it? Because it's not like I didn't watch OKC when they had Westbrook and when they had Durantula.
That was one of my favorite teams growing up.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. Don't tell me you didn't watch Cleveland when Bron and Kyrie was there.
Well, of course.
And they had my boy Love brewing when he was there.
16-5.
I was all over it. So what is it about this group, these teams, that don't have me on complete slobbing help? Use the audience as a soundboard, because they're suffering from some of it too. It's not just me. But what is it? What is it? And then you get this first, you get the success now going. We're not arguing. We're pretty much on the same page as a fan base when it comes to burgundy and gold. I think we believe in this Kinlaw thing. Is, you know, some couple people understand he's versatile. Just remember this. High IQ football guy. We were terrible on the edge. That's over. He's on the field. We flip that script. We got to funnel more things back into 54. I mean, into our linebackers. That'll happen. You'll see a subtle change in that. Believe me on that. And let's get over talking about Lattimore as being injured. He needed an offseason. He'll have that. You ain't got to mention injury with him no more. That's over. He'll be fine. If he didn't show you who he was, then you just don't pay attention. He jeopardized rep. He didn't give a damn. He went out there and fought. He wasn't 100%. Never brought it up. Just went. He's a dog. He's exactly what you need if you want to beat Philadelphia. He's exactly what you need. Think about that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Quick break. We're rocking, rolling. 1067 The Fan right here with you. DOC and Max back in a minute.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.